Hey, up next on Downtown, time to talk some college basketball as the Maine Black Bears get set to open play in the America East Tournament, taking on number 3 seed Vermont. We're joined right now by the voice of the Catamounts and one half of the A.J. and Rich Show on 101.3 ESPN Radio in Vermont. A.J. Cannell, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Rich, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about this Vermont team, winners of 5 straight games. Is it safe to say they're playing some of their best basketball of the season right now?
I think this is their best basketball of the season. Even John Becker was quoted as saying that it's encouraging to be playing our best basketball at the end of the year is what he said. He's also said that this team, he feels as good about this team right now as he has about any team he's coached. This is his 5th year, and this UVM team, let's keep in mind, all season long, it's been kind of an up-and-down thing where they've gone on some losing streaks and a few winning streaks, but never a winning streak more than 3 games. This is their season-long winning streak of 5 right now. It's the best they've done this season of stringing together victories. It's also currently the conference's longest winning streak. So definitely they are feeling very positive about where they are at this point going into the postseason.
AJ, what makes Coach Becker so effective on the sidelines for this team?
Well, I think he's really tried hard this season to challenge this group. And there have been some teams in the past where they've been more self-sustaining in a way. They've sort of fueled themselves, and they had a lot of that veteran leadership where the coaching staff was able to sort of lay back and just let the veteran leaders do what they did. But this year, the last couple of years, it's been a younger team. And in particular this year, they've had trouble at times just maintaining their focus, and what that has necessitated then is the coaching staff, especially John, really challenging the guys, getting in their faces, whether it be during the games, but especially just in film sessions, in practice as well, and making sure that the players just were not only physically ready and playing hard, because I think the guys want to win and they've been playing hard all season long, but a lot of it has been being mentally ready and being focused and executing their defensive rotation and knowing what's what on the scouting report. And eventually, it just kind of clicked. The last few games, it has clicked. And I think it really has been a major factor has been the coaching staff's insistence upon the guys playing a certain way. And while the players weren't necessarily delivering all season long, something has clicked the last few games, and the coaching staff deserves a lot of credit for that.
4 players on the Catamounts roster are averaging 11 points or better this season. But is it safe to say that the key for this team begins with the defensive play?
I think it does because of the reason you just mentioned that offensively they're very consistent, they're very reliable because they have so many guys who can find the bucket, and it doesn't really matter who it is. It always seems like it's somebody different every single game, but they have so many different offensive options, whether it be starting or off the bench, where they continue to hold a huge advantage over their opponents. They're a plus 17 per game in conference play on the bench this year. So with that being said, guys, It comes back to the defense. If they're going to be there and be consistent offensively with the first place field goal shooting team and 3-point shooting team in the conference, you're a consistent offensive team. It has absolutely been the defense, and as I mentioned before there, specifically the defensive focus, which has brought this team to a different level the last several games. Now, that's not to say that it'll continue during the conference tournament. They still need to maintain the focus and certainly not get cocky and feel like they can just outshoot teams after the last several games in the 5-game winning streak. So I think you hit the nail on the head that it's defense that's the key if UVM's going to win 3 straight games here and be the team to represent the America East in the NCAA tournament. And to start to do that by winning tonight, they're going to have to continue to buckle down defensively.
AJ, what about the main matchup that's coming up? What is the scouting reporter? How would you describe the matchup to me if I was, you know, coming at this fresh?
From the Vermont perspective, I think it's all about being aware of controlling the tempo of the game because, as you guys know, Maine plays as one of the fastest teams in the country, and there have been times in the 2 times that these teams met up in the regular season that Vermont had some issues with the way that Maine was playing and the way that they were controlling the pace with their full court pressure and then turning defense into offense, and that's why both of the times these 2 teams have met up, it's been very close at halftime. Tied at 40 in the road game for Vermont, and then a 3-point game in the home game for UVM at Patrick Gym in the second matchup in the regular season. So I think definitely it all starts with controlling tempo and making sure that Maine is not getting to play most of the game at their comfort level. And I do believe, though, that it becomes a lot tougher for Maine to try and play the way they want to play and control the tempo based on the injury situation there. So I'm kind of interested to see how Maine shows up in this game, too, and what they're able to do in terms of their usual pressing defense and stuff like that when they're so shorthanded. And I'm sure that Coach Becker and the Catamounts are aware of that. They're still taking Maine very seriously, but probably also expecting there to be some differences between this Maine team and the way that they're trying to play and what they saw in the regular season as well, if you're going to compare that to the regular season, rather, because of just the fact that Maine is missing some of the most important players, specifically at guard.
We're talking with A.J. Cannell, the voice of the Vermont Catamounts. 7:30 start tonight for Maine and Vermont. What's the outside perspective? Here in Maine, there's some buzz, some optimism about this Black Bears team, even though they had just 8 wins during the course of the season. From your perspective in Vermont, do you guys feel like Bob Walsh has got this team headed into a more of a positive situation where they might actually be a contender in the next year or two?
Well, I've commented before that, you know, we have a special appreciation for the way that they operate in Maine right now because of Bob's lead assistant, Matt O'Brien, and his approach at UVM. But I also think as far as Coach Walsh is concerned, he clearly wouldn't be happy about their 8-game losing streak here and being the only team that didn't win a game in the second half of conference play. But a lot of that is because of the injuries. And if you look at this Maine team overall, from my perspective at least, what I see is a team that finally has some talent. And that was the one thing, I think, towards the tail end of the Ted Woodward era, that it just seemed like not only were they a bottom feeder in the conference, and there were, you know, because there have been several of those teams, Binghamton, UNBC, teams like that in recent years that have also struggled, but it seemed like they just didn't really have much hope in terms of young guys they were trying to develop and that would in turn improve the program. Where now, it still hasn't been a great year, but over the last couple of years, Coach Walsh has brought in guys that, and you see it this year with Isaac Van making the rookie team. I think if he'd been playing on a better team, Divine Eke could have made a postseason team as well in terms of the all-rookie team. But just some of the players in the more successful teams got the nod this year. And then Kevin Little, who's hurt right now as well. I just look at the young talent, and you see players that if they continue on their natural progression, they will naturally make Maine at least an average or above average team in the conference, which just was never really in the cards at the end of the Woodward era.
AJ, you're a proud graduate of the S.I. Newhouse School of Public Communications. We've had so many Syracuse guys on the show. I like to ask them when I can, who's the best guy to ever come out of Syracuse?
The best guy to ever come out of Syracuse. Well, you know what? I really feel inclined at this point in time, given what he's dealing with, to give a shout out to Pearl Washington, who's dealing with the brain tumor, and just hope that he is that at least for the rest of his days he lives a comfortable life, as comfortable as it can be. And certainly he was one of the all time greats. So a little bit before my time, because I'm kind of younger at Syracuse. But you know, I got to give the shout out to Mello, who produced the only NCAA title, and also a guy who right now I think is receiving undue criticism a little bit for being a me guy and his team's not having success. Now, guys, he chose to play for the New York Knicks and to continue getting that money for a team that is not very successful. But on the other hand, I feel like a lot of the team's problems are not because of him. So I think that he gets a lot of undue criticism, and I got to give Mello the shout. As the younger guy, I guess it's no surprise for me to point to him.
All right, good stuff. AJ, thanks so much for making time for us, and good luck to you and the Catamounts tonight.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks for the time.